Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus. The Age of Heroes has dawned, and today on the Elysium Project, I'm very proud to be speaking with Astrid, and we're going to be discussing many and various topics. Greetings, Astrid. How are you?
Hail and welcome, Hercules. Doing fine on this very warm October night.
And I've been informed by my wife that we're not to be expecting that many more warm nights in the immediate future.
It will peak by this weekend, and then it's downhill.
Well, I guess so. We'll
this
come
is quite a change, you know. I mean, we can't expect it to be 70 to 80 degrees all year round, particularly in this area, on our northeastern section of the country. I mean, we are lucky and fortunate enough to have the four seasons. Something
my son says
he misses very much in Colorado.
And that's going to be our primary topic for tonight, but I hear that you prepared some resources for us, and I know I wanted to touch base with you on voting and education. So I guess we'll have a lot to talk about.
So we'll start right away. I'm just going to update because the last few times that I've been on, we had been doing interviews with different people. The last month we had King James, James Kimball, who owns and operates Camp Sacagawea, who had the Sparta Renaissance Fair for two weekends, and I had to say it was magnificent. He does such a great job. It is real. It is not a commercial event like some of the other ones within the tri-state area. Excellent. And he also has been hosting Lunar Fair, which is a function that found its way to him concerning the new moon and the full moon, all kinds of vendors. We're talking like 1,000 to 2,000 people. And
wow.
I did go last month just to see what it was like. And, of course, it's at night, so it's dark. And bring your flashlight if you're going, because it is happening again October 20th. You just got to go to Lunar Fair and look into it. But what a perfect venue for that. I'm not too sure what's going to happen in the winter. I'm sure they'll find an indoor spot, but I don't know of anyone who can accommodate that many people, you know, and has the parking as well. But it was a great event, and all of the vendors that were there were unbelievable, nice people. It was also very pleasant to see a wide range of people there. I'm talking kiddies, couples, young, old, people of every persuasion and ethnic background, which is such a nice thing to see up in Sussex County, because if you're used to other areas and you come up here, it's not the case. So, and everyone was just so happy to be there and to enjoy the moon and to help small businesses. And some of these people are just doing things within their own home and bringing them and selling them. High caliber items too, I may add. So if you're interested, just go to Lunar Fair, look it up either .com or go on Facebook and check it out. There also is a Lunar Fair YouTube that I think the Viking Realtor does that is hysterical. He talks to vendors, he shows you the different things there. So very, very exciting, I have to say. And I'm going to go into some other events quickly so we can approach our topic, our main topic, which is changing of the seasons. So in Sussex County, we have, I'm going to start with Karen Ann Quinlan, which is a really great nonprofit organization. I love that group. They're so accommodating. They're there for the community in so many ways. And you know our girl Jennifer there arranges so many different events. On 10, 25 to the 28th, they have volunteer training. And I was curious, what is volunteer training? But it's basically training people to be a part of the hospice center. It could be part of the care team. Someone that wants to work on fundraising events, administrative assistance aspects, or you could become a member of Friends of Karen Ann Quinlan Hospice. So this is about, if you're in, you have the time and you're looking for something to do that's noteworthy and give of yourself, this is a great organization. It really is. And anything you want to check out, You can either go online or you can call them at 973-383-0115. They have their paper shredding event, which ends in November. It's always the second Saturday from 9 to 12. So this will be it until the spring. So if you need to shred documents and also help Karen and Quillen raise funds for all their volunteer projects and things they do for people, that's $6 a bag. It's on 11/13, and it's a great thing. It really is. So this is the last one until I'm pretty sure March. And then on 12/8, they have the Half for Hospice raffle pull. And that is from 12 to 12/15 because all they're doing is pulling the winning ticket. And if you want to purchase a 50-50 raffle, it costs $10. They only sell 2,000 tickets in total, so it's, you know, a decent amount and you have a better chance to win. You can purchase it online or stop by their main office on Newton Sparta Road. So that's things going on there. And then 10, 13 to the 14th, which is this weekend, Frankfurt has their Jack-O-Lantern Experience. And this is at the Skyland Stadium. So if you want to know more about it, you can go to their website or you can call them at 973-383-7644. And basically you go with a carload. It's at the stadium grounds. It's $19 to $34 a carload. I guess they figure this out by the quantity of people in the car. And you just drive through. It's very similar to the Christmas holiday experience where they have all kinds of lit decorations. Well, this is all going along with the Jack-O-Lantern Experience, I assume. It's only this weekend. They had last weekend and this weekend. And then, let's see, there's other things, too. I had so many, I had to pare them down and see what was going on coming up in the future here. Oh, 10/15 is Westcourt Farms. Westcourt Farms is an amazing place. If you ever have any spare time to look it up, Westcourt Farms was a huge farm that basically was organized way back when, and they have great pictures there and the history of the farms in terms of the cows and the different things they did with milking. And New Jersey is famous for this. This place is famous. Well, they had a barn sale. It's from 9 to 3, and the items for sale will benefit the restoration of the facilities. There's quite a few buildings there, I mean, really old buildings, beautiful, that need restoration. So they look to raise funds several times a year. So that would be this, the 15th. And then on October 16th at 2 p.m. at the Franklin branch of the Sussex County Library, they have a pumpkin decorating craft for adults. Anything with the Sussex County Library, just go online and check out because they have so many things at the main library, which is located on 125 Morris Turnpike. And then they have other branches, you know, in Franklin and Wantage, Sussex Wantage, they're all over. So this particular adult one is at the Franklin branch. And then at the main branch the same day, 10/16, they have Get and Lit, which is really a trip. I'm like, what is that? It's a walking book club, walk and talk. So I guess you start walking around the grounds, and they have a analysis of a particular book club, and that's at 10 a.m., obviously for adults. And later on at 10/16 at 2 p.m., same library, the main one, they have jewelry making for adults.
Wow.
And on the 6th, and then on another branch, they rotate, which is interesting. So what is at one branch will make its way to another branch. And on the same day at 3 p.m., they have the middle school book club at the Sussex Wantage branch. So I think it's wonderful that what they do is get this idea and a function event, and then they rotate it to different locations.
Wow. You have so much going on out there. It's amazing. And I remember when we first started this, as you did it, it became clear and clear that there's not even enough time to list all the wonderful things happening in your media area. Let's just enjoy
it. It is amazing. It truly is. And then I wanted to give some time to this one because this is really, you know, a really big thing, that they have an expo for caregivers for support and information you might need. And this is a big thing because there are so many seniors and so many that are being taken care of in the homes or at the family homes, their own separate little, apartments, whatever. But it's a lot. And they're talking about there's going to be caregiving help with tasks such as shopping, managing finances, getting to the doctor, personal care, housekeeping, nutritional needs, legal and financial matters, transportation, coordination of medical care. Really amazing, because these type of services are something that caregivers have to do in addition to working and taking care of their families. And sometimes it falls only on one or two members of the family, which makes it very difficult. So this particular event in Sussex County, offering all these resources available, is being sponsored by the Sussex County Division of Senior Services. It will be held on Thursday, October 21st, from 3 to 6 at the Farmstead Golf and Country Club, which is located in Lafayette. And it's an indoor event, masks required, and social distances. So, it's amazing because they have legal advices, social services, medical care, an overview of all of the services provided by every agency in attendance, allowing caregivers to know the depth of support that's available. And they're actually going to have a light dinner there, admissions free. Can you believe this? And you have to pre-register, and you contact the Sussex County Division of Senior Services, 973-579-0555, extension 1277, or by email at seniorservices@sussex.newjersey.us. That's amazing, isn't it? And
yes,
something that is truly needed. Oh, my gosh, yeah. And the last thing I have to mention in our shortened version is the Sussex Community College Halloween Bash. And there are so many different ways of celebrating Halloween now rather than just bringing your children. You still have the option of driving around with your kids or walking with your kids, going door to door, but there's all of these, trick or trunk, I don't know, treats, and it's something different when you just do it in locations and they hand things out. But at the college, this is going to be Thursday, October 28th from 6:30 to 8:30 on the Connor Green. So it's right on the green. It's not indoors. And it will feature a presentation of Edgar Allan Poe's The Telltale Heart, produced by North Star Theater Company, a nonprofit theater group that is located in Sussex County. It will also include music, a costume contest, and prizes. It is free and open to the community. Attendees should bring their own chairs because I don't know if you're going to want to sit on the lawn. So there you go. A lot of activity, don't you think?
Yes, it is. And it's a shame that so many people feel disconnected from the society around them. And, you know, they feel isolated and alone, especially during the pandemic. And yet there's always something going on somewhere within walking or short driving distance. And one need not be disconnected. One need not be isolated. One need not be alone. And just like there are things for people to do, wonderful things, most of them for free or very inexpensively, a lot of people feel like they have no say in what's going on around them. And that's very disturbing.
That's a great thing you mentioned that, because there was something I wanted to bring up. They had an article, because I know that Byram is starting a major renovation with this, overpass. It's unbelievable. It's the Route 206 tunnel. It's going to be closed from up from 6 to 18 months. Traffic's taking detours all through Byram. And it's not going to start the years, but the public time to talk about it before. So they're having a public time to talk about it. To have your input is now. Because what happens is you can't discuss it when it involves the DOT of New Jersey, which is the Department of Transportation, because they're going to include rerouting traffic. They're going to replace the culvert underneath the road. So that's a really big thing. And the township manager there said the transportation department asked the township to publish a notice informing residents about a virtual information center open for public comment. But the time period was a joke. It was like maybe a week and a half. Unbelievable. So they are going to come, the state transportation people will come to the affected municipalities to present plans for the tunnel rehabilitation project. I love it. So we shall see. There will be more on that. So Byram is doing a lot. Byram was involved, too, with closing Barks. They had an animal rescue center squad there. And the contract expired 2020, and they decided not to renew it for financial reasons. That shelter was amazing, and they did allow it to go 6 months into this year. I think they're looking at possibly renewing again. So that's something, you know, if you're interested in that, you know, to do any petitions or get in touch. And obviously, people have gotten in touch with them saying it was a shame not to have that shelter because it's only one in a very large distance. And they've done some great work, Barks. And again, volunteers. And the mayor of that area said Verizon was installing small cells along Amity Road because there was a dead zone there. How about that? I'm sure we could find a lot of dead zones up here. But it is comforting to know that you do have a voice.
Yes.
And, you know, that you can, you know, have some kind of say. I know Elizabethtown Natural Gas and the New Jersey Natural Gas has been working with their council to review costs and stops and different steps to bring in more natural gas distribution to 120 homes in the Lake Mohawk District. So that's going on. And they're removing trees. JCP&L is going to start removing trees. I personally contacted them. Now, Hercules, I tried. That's all I can say. I contacted them to ask if they could possibly cut some branches. They have a Department of Forestry which works with power companies. I'm not sure people are aware of this, but you can contact them. It takes a little while. You're best going online. Don't call the regular number because you'll hear a menu and nothing will be related to what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. So I contacted them and they set up a time period to look, and unfortunately they cannot help me because it's coming down my driveway. I was just concerned with the wires being pulled down because of the tree limbs are getting, you know, all wrapped around. But you can ask, because there are times when it affects the main wires on the main road, or if there is a lot near you, a wooded area that belongs to no one, and the trees look unsafe or they're all wrapped within the wires, now is the time to contact them in autumn before the snow and ice. So that is a really great thing, and until someone else told me about it, I did not have a clue.
Right, there isn't if you ask. And like, for instance, with the voting, with all the drama going on with voting, New Jersey has added days over a week of early voting where you can go legitimately to a polling place. I'm working two of those days. Unfortunately, I have the podcast, so I can't work on the weekdays, but I'm working on some of the weekends.
Yes.
And then I'll be working, of course, on election day, as I always do.
And New Jersey has new options, and they're changing the way things are done in terms of voting in person earlier.
Yes.
Or, doing the mail-in ballots, and the rules have changed somewhat. So if you go on the New Jersey website for voter registration, and you can find out how the changes are affecting you. And I have to say, thank God for New Jersey and the government in it, because it is unlike other states where people are finding it more difficult. And I hate to say it's mostly the southern states, making it very, very difficult for people to vote.
Right.
And they're cutting numbers, they're gerrymandering with the lines, and, you know, polling centers not being being open, actually being closed, having hours limited. Unbelievable. So, you know, and that we're lucky that we are having more options.
Yes,
that
we are.
Beneficial for people. And hopefully one day, Election Day will be a day off. I think it's more important to have Election Day to be a day off, so people have the right to vote, rather than some of these other holidays, which, you know, it's not a matter of, it's ludicrous. It all depends on the area you live in, and the townships try to provide for the population that lives within the area, just as the schools do the same thing. So it would be nice to see that children in schools did not have to have people going in and out of the buildings, and everyone felt safe, and people had the opportunities to vote. And I would like to talk more about that. Maybe we can do that on another show, bring more of that information, because there's just so much going on.
Yes,
I'd like to talk
on that more in the area, because, again, I'm moving on in years, and there's more days behind me than there are ahead of me, no matter how you do the math. So I have to be much more selective in what I'm spending my time and my energy on. So
I hear you.
Because of my background, it makes sense for me to put a lot of energy into those, and then let other people put energy into many of the other things that we need to work on. So I'm going to be developing new shows. But you and I will have a long conversation in the very near future.
Oh, no problem. And I do want to mention one other important factor before we get on to the other topic, and that is, it is now the general enrollment period to either join, switch, or drop Medicare coverage. And this is really important. People have such limited funds once they retire. They have to be really careful what they're doing. But they also need more medical coverage. The open enrollment period is October 15th to December 7th. And it is the enrollment period for next year starting 1/1/2022. Navigating it, the sites, I mean, people are so confused. They figure, oh, I get Medicare, it's going to take care of everything. Not so.
No.
You need to navigate and find out the when, what, how you can deal with Medicare and the parts. For instance, there are parts A, B, C, and D. A covers your hospital. It's free as long as you work 10 years in the United States, or if you're not working and you're married to someone who qualifies, then you're covered under A. B involves outpatient services, and that means doctors and tests, you know, in a lab or whatever, and that is something where you're getting supplemental Medicare insurance. Very confusing for people. And Part C is another name for Medicare Advantage, which is a private plan that covers A, B, and D. But you must be careful with Medicare Advantage, because people will think they're getting everything that they got like when they were working, and they will find out there are control factors with Medicare Advantage. And Part D basically means prescriptions. Again, you're paying for that. It's private. It's involved. And how to find out what this involves each part, there is a great site called boomerbenefits.com. So boomerbenefits.com. It explains each part of Medicare and how it works. Another great site is www.ncoa.org. That basically helps you with navigating the when, what, how the Medicare enrollment program works and if you need help to decipher it. All you have to do is enter your zip code and you get a free guide because it varies to what's around and the costs versus the plan benefits vary. And that's where people get so confused because it's difficult. You know, people think, oh, I'm retired. I don't have to pay for anything. I have Medicare. You know, yeah, guess what? You're Part A. But wait till you see what the other parts cost. And some people are lucky, you know, have jobs, particularly if it was a state job years ago, where they are covered with certain things like Part B. But again, so many things are negotiated within individual school contracts, the towns. So, you know, you cannot assume anything. You need to find the site.
What's that website? Again, I'll look it up and I'll post it.
Okay, www.ncoa, so N as in Nancy, C as in cat, O as in, A as in apple, .org. Yeah, and that will go into all the different aspects and what's available. And the other one, like I said, boomerbenefits.com is the first one that anyone that is approaching, you know, that 65 or is or wants to change things and really wants to be sure of what they need in terms of what's paid for and what you have to pay for. It explains the parts A, B, C, and D so well.
And what is the Boomer one? I got the National Council on Aging up. What was the Boomer one?
Boomerbenefits.com. And it gets into the explanations of each part, which is so important.
I got that. Good. I can share those right away.
Oh, it's so important. And I must say, speaking of boomers and retirees, the COLA is going up. As of the plan, Biden's plan is to have it go up between 5.9% to 6.2% for seniors that are retired on Social Security. The only time it was a decent amount was like, wow, way back 1980, they did double digits, like 14%. And then after that, it stopped. Like, wait, we can't afford this. Well, just think, back then, there were more people working and less retired. Now you have quite a few, but people can't survive, particularly since COVID. So many, you know, the inflation rate has been unbelievable. It has gone from 3.1 to 1.6. Can you imagine? Since 85.
Wow.
And since 2010 to 2015, it has been a flat zero. So thank you, President Biden, for caring about all those folks who put in all those years into Social Security, working hard, and so now that they can finally, can you imagine, 0%? Wow. All these years where things have gotten ridiculous. So that's a good thing.
It's a good thing to look forward to, yes. And education, too, is doing a lot about education or trying
yes.
to do a lot about education.
Yes,
and I
there's a lot of things on the table, and that will come at the end of this because my topic and my emphasis this time was the changing of the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
The autumnal equinox, midpoint. It marks the change from the longer days into longer nights. It usually occurs anywhere from September 20th to the 23rd, depending on, you know, the planets and what's happening there. And it was the 22nd this year. And at one point, it is day and night are equal. That's it. Then we go into longer nights. And what is the significance of this? Wow. Just look at all of the ways our ancestors have celebrated it. Native Americans, all the different tribes, did constant harvest celebrations. They had full moon ceremonies to honor the switch from light to dark. They celebrated different ways, but they always had a feast to celebrate. And usually it was because of they've had a good year of hunting prior with the warmer weather, hunting and farming. the Chinese Mooncake Festival. It's been going on for 3,000 years. The Tsang Dynasty started it. And they held this festivity to honor the harvest moon in hopes of another plentiful harvest in the year to come. So that was another thing. And you'll notice there's a common thread in all of these ancient ceremonies. Ancient Greece, and I know you know this, the fall equinox was associated with Persephone, the daughter of Zeus, and her return to the underworld to be with her husband Hades for the darker half of the year, right at the fall equinox. Japan, ancestors are honored. They sweep clean the graves, and they decorate the graves. I mean, you look at all these old ancient cultures. They all celebrated that point, that pinnacle of time. The ancient Druids celebrated the balance of day and night before night lengthens. And today in Stonehenge, they still, in England, people come from all over to celebrate bountiful harvest and welcome the darker side of the year. Give homage to that moon. Ancient Egyptians, the Phoenicians, the Persians, they celebrated the equinox, and they called it the new year because it was the point of where balance was achieved. And on that day of the equinox, the location of the sun would reach one of the four corners of the zodiac cross. Ancient sky watchers used to use the stars above to form the constellation, the cardinal zodiac sign of Libra, which we know called the scale for balance, and it signified that day and night balance. So harvest, the whole main point is that harvest is in bloom after the summer hours. You're hoping for a bountiful time and you're celebrating. It's a time to count your blessings. And, of course, it was important. These were agricultural societies. But more importantly, it was the time when the community came together to give thanks. And if you had a prosperous bounty, you were set for the winter. Mm-hmm. If you didn't, then you're talking about rationing of foods, wondering what the winter was going to bring, always wondering who would be around again at the next celebration, which would be in spring, you know, the Beltane celebration, but celebration when they would get together because they made it through the winter, and who was there, who wasn't, and hoping that they could help one another out. And people did help one another out back then. If there was scarcity, people that had more would help out those that didn't.
Right.
And that's really something that we need to do now. Because we look to our present time, here in the present, and we have seen how used to having bounty and how about the thought of convenience in this country like no other. You know, this is what we have known, particularly, you know, after World War II. I mean, it was basically got better and better and better. And now, since COVID has struck, I mean, what is it now? How many years? Is it like a year and a half, 2 years now? I don't even know. More than that. And you're seeing the aftermath of how COVID has affected every area. Food, shelter, provisions, travel, everything that we took for granted. It's had a major effect. And I'm sure, you know, you, our listeners, see constantly and read about it constantly about employers desperate for workers, desperate for them. And they're really concerned. And they say, why? Well, why can't we get workers? And I've heard people say, well, when you're paying people all this extra money, they don't want to work. Not so.
That's not true, no.
Because these enhanced benefits stopped.
Yes, they did.
Have
I remember I was younger, not only was school free, if you wanted to go to college or community colleges in your area that you could go to for free, But also jobs had benefits. They had vacation. They had
career
path for growth. If you devoted yourself and dedicated yourself to improving the company or the place of employment, they moved you up. They gave you raises. So that slowly disappeared. You're absolutely right. And back
right.
then,
and I'd say it's. How long would you say? It's gotten increasingly worse, but
yes,
it's been going on for a good, 10 to 15 years where it got so bad and no job, virtually no jobs offered benefits.
The Bush administration.
Paying for medical insurance. Yeah.
It started
yeah.
really in the Bush administration when things started
yes,
to get changed
right.
from post employment.
Little by little, things went to the wayside, and the past well, not now with Biden because he's really trying, but with the past presidency, everything has been about, and even before that, has been about corporate rule. And it's gotten to the point it's about the profit factor, not the worker. And it got so bad with people working at jobs to the point where either A, they're working two jobs because they can't afford to make ends meet with one job because raises didn't happen. No, it went to these stockholders. And then also things that I remember my dad talking about, the reason why they started unions, things like not being able to go to laboratory, not having a choice about working a 10 to 12-hour day, stories that were abhorrent, things that it's like slavery, just so that the profit could be made. So they're really concerned now because you're looking at shortage of materials, which people are seeing, because the domino effect of people with COVID that could not perform these jobs, people that just went in for early retirement and said, forget it, I'm not chancing my health with this. And then areas where people were not getting vaccinated and the rate of infection was so high, factories where they have to abide by the distance rule so they can't speed the machines up because there's less people to work on them, not enough truckers, not enough people at the ports to unload things. Life has changed, not just in America, all over the world. And so they cannot be blaming. When I hear people say, oh, it's the unemployment benefits, no. People
no.
are fearful of work in tight places. They are tired because there are not sufficient workers. I am hearing stories of restaurant workers just up and quitting in the middle of the shift because they're expected to do the jobs of five people, deal with angry customers screaming at them, and then refusing to give them a tip. Unbelievable. And then how about the child care situation? How are there's so many women on these lower-paying jobs or dealing with low-paying jobs or one where there's part-time or more flexibility because of their kids in school. And then a lot of them don't know if the kids will be in school with this virus, if it's going to shut down again. So this virus has impacted people in ways they never could have expected. The cases surged in August. Guess what? Unemployment went up then because people were just quitting at record rates in August.
Yes, that has been a problem. And also there's the rise of, impoliteness. It's being
yes.
captured on film now with everybody having a camera in their pocket,
but
people are yelling and at people who are at the most difficult types of jobs. In the beginning of
yes.
the pandemic, there were crucial workers, and now it seems that they're being treated like garbage, not only by some of their employers, but some of their customers too.
Yes, yes, very rude, very inconsiderate. And, you know, I'm here to do a job. Well, no, life has changed. You are now entering the autumn of this COVID, and these are the effects. And, you know, you're not going to have, you know, it's not going to be the land of plenty. Just because lockdowns and shutdowns are lifted does not mean life is back to normal. And people have got to learn to be considerate and understand, you know, that this is the – this is the autumn, and some of you will have a bountiful harvest, and hopefully you will share like Bezos and these people that are making money hands over fist, yet treat their employees like unbelievable. The expectations are insane, totally insane. And I read somewhere about someone who just up and quit the job. There's a new job they started because the chair that they were using on the site broke. The boss refused to replace the chair and told them to bring in one of their own.
Wow.
So the stories are unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then there are those that are fearful, because if you do live, particularly like in, and I hate to bring this up, but the southern states where the vaccination rate is so low, you are putting yourself in a situation of, you know, more probability of getting it than not being vaccinated, you know, being around people that are vaccinated and people that refuse to wear the masks or, you know, think it's back to life as usual. So very interesting. So we shall see, but that's just one aspect that we know of, and that's job growth. And so many things have been affected by it, and employees. And after being treated like garbage, you know, not having a job, and you go back to it, and you're people saying, you know, well, no, you know, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, you can't, there's no time for lunch break. And incidentally, it is not just factory jobs where this is happening.
Right.
Or grocery stores. I know of a particular school system where people are not showing up, and then they're not hiring subs because they can't get subs. People are not being asked. They're being told they need to work straight through a day, straight through. So no lunch, no break, no meetings or anything. You know, you just go. And I can't imagine. I can't imagine the school system running that way, where there are no people to come in because they're afraid. Substitutes are afraid to come in. They didn't have enough. They didn't hire any long-term subs. And then the subs are afraid to come in because they know the certain conditions. No ventilation. Is there a mask mandate? Is it all on paper? Or is it for real? Because that's the other thing. I don't care what it says in the paper. Is it a functioning system? That's what you have to ask.
Right. We do have to ask that, and I would like to see and again, this isn't new, but it's just more exaggerated now. We're not trusting facts. It seems
right.
Like there's a belief that anybody can make anything up, and if you believe it, then that's reality.
Unfortunately, this reached a high point under the past administration. And still continuing the lies, you know, in terms of how he lost the election, even with the proof from his own party that, no, we did the recount, we did this and that, and no, he won. And as a result of all these situations, like we say, everything's a domino effect. There are laws now, like in New Jersey workers age 70 and older cannot be forced out of a job because of their age. They're closing a loophole because many places, the older ones, to bring the younger ones. And we've seen that with, you know, high-paying jobs. We've seen it in education. We've seen it even in some restaurant things. So they changed this little loophole, and they signed it. And I think this is, it's Measure A 681, passed the House of the legislature with no votes, cleared the Senate 40-0, and the Assembly 71-0. Workers age 65 and older make up 21% of the workforce. And 3 in 5 older workers report age discrimination at work. So AARP's on it, let me tell you. And they're saying,
right.
You know, you need to be judged on how well you do your job, not on how old you are. Because you're old, you can't, you know, do something. And as they see, I mean, of course the unemployment went sky high, I mean, in terms of job loss, because the college students went back to school. Now that you don't have them to do the job, they're looking that maybe it's not so bad. We shouldn't force the older folks out because they will do the job.
Right.
So there you go. I thought that was interesting.
Well, there is a work ethic still. You know, if you've been working
yes.
for most of your life, as most of us have, and again, there's pride in your work, and your work until fairly recently determined what your place was in society. And again,
sure.
as long as there's a tomorrow in it, where you know through hard and diligent work and focus and dedication, you could progress and make more money and have better benefits and more vacation. It was a good way to occupy your life and pay your bills, and there were career paths, and the career paths you had pride and accomplishment in progressing up your career path, eventually being in charge, and there were all sorts of reasons to work, now it's very, very different. No one wants anyone who's going to stay there for very long, or I'm generalizing, but most
sure.
Employers that I've spoken to just want people for what is needed at the moment or in the foreseeable future.
Right.
And they're not
right.
looking for people to grow with the company.
No, and then I know even with education, you know, there was a point when let's get rid of, you know, they would have the business sector of school system of the board to look and say, well, you know, we could save some money by getting rid of and forcing out these older
yeah.
teachers. They're in the top of the pay scale. Let's get rid of them. We can hire two people for the price of one. Yeah, but will they be dedicated and how long? You're going to do all this training because education has so much training now with what you have to do. Online, this, that. There are more and more expectations on the teacher that are not done by the secretary, not done by administrators, particularly after COVID, and you had custodians and secretaries, and you had administrators in the building with no one in there. They were just doing the basic function of the building. Well, now that it's back to business as usual, I've heard stories of people complaining and saying, I'm supposed to be here and supposed to be safe. Meanwhile, my room, the custodians haven't cleaned my room for like 3 to 4 days. I'm like, what? And they're bringing their own supplies in to clean and sanitize. Situations like leaky aspects of the ceiling or a window busted, and they put a plastic bag and attached it with duct tape to the frame
wow.
and just leave it that way. You can see why people would leave the job and not return because the stress level is ridiculous. You shouldn't have to be doing, you know, all of that. Plus being the custodian and being a secretary and taking care of other administrative things that have to be done because they weren't done for a year and nobody wants to do them now.
Wow.
Interesting. Another thing related to jobs, I know that the nation is looking to close the child care gap. And the Democrats are trying to change the fact that the United States only spends percent of its GDP on child care for children 2 and under. So, like, that's nothing in the form of a tax credit for parents. Other countries spend a lot more, and they're particularly like Scandinavia, it's amazing. Children are the future. If you also have decent child care, I'm saying decent, not just to put it on paper and document it, but actually train people, investigate the people that are going to be dealing with this, have options of in a location or at home, in-home. And there's so many ways it can be done.
Yeah.
And there would be more people going to work, able to go to work.
Well, there's another aspect.
You
know, this has lasted for a long time, and it seems to be getting more challenging. Working at home options have greatly increased.
Yeah.
And as you pointed out, employers are having a very difficult time finding employees. And traditionally, before things seem to break and go off rails, that was usually a signal that pay would go up, benefits would go up, everything would go up. So I'm sure if it continues, it might lead to that, especially since there's also moves being made to prevent outsourcing and companies moving to other countries to
avoid that. Because this is something you and I have talked about for years, saying there needs to be something passed by Congress stating that a company can only send a certain percent overseas and forget about sending their main headquarters over to countries like Ireland, which charge virtually nothing. And you see now with the EU, they are all working together to have a baseline of taxes that they must pay from now on. These are things that have to be done. You know, major changes of all these little loopholes, they need to have regulation. So they're looking at having a base amount, and I'm hoping this country will start putting up more databases. In other words, what companies, where are their headquarters, how many are they outsourcing, and start looking at how they use their money. And never mind the fact that some of them are donors to certain candidates. The other thing is you have a database for this, you have a database for that. How about clamping down on fraudsters? I mean, now they have a database for pharmacies in terms of medications, opiates, this and that. Well, I saw an article. It said the deadbeat top 10, New Jersey's notorious fraudsters. Number 10 was the Darway Corporation Majestic Home Remodeling. Their owners have been sued. They owe through the government, you know, finding them, violating Consumer Fraud Acts, the Contractor Registration Act, and other consumer protection laws, over $3 million.
Wow.
And it's unpaid. There's supposed to be restitution. Okay, number 9 is the coastal restitution and construction. Owes over $3.5 million. Yes, guess what that was all about? Hurricane Sandy, deceptive practices. This company just absconded with the funds and left these people high and dry. They were indicted for failure to make required disposition. They haven't done it yet. It's still ongoing. Number 8, INSYS Therapeutics. They owe $4 million. Illegal kickbacks and bribes to doctors to increase the sales of a particular opioid drug. Amazing. Unbelievable. And it goes on. 7, Lawson Renovation and J&N Construction. Again, people related to Hurricane Sandy came in, indicted. Some of them flee and abscond and go to another state and open under a new name, and that should not be allowed. Number 6, same thing, another contracting company. Number 5, another construction company. Number 4, another one, American A1 American Chimney. $7 million. I mean, these are unbelievable. Number 3, a travel deal company. 2, another home improvement one. Number 1, All Care Chimney Corporation. Are you ready for this? $15.5 million unpaid settlement owed to Consumer Affairs. We need a database of these people who are not just being fraudulent and being reported, but people that have done business with them will know, and that need to have remodeling done or whatever. They need to have a database where they can go, and these kind of people are listed. Do it by their social security numbers, not by the company name, because they leave and flee the state and open somewhere else.
Who publishes list?
Who publishes that list?
Yeah.
Tell you right now. You can go to the Consumer of Affairs.
Consumer Affairs.
Now, the New Jersey Advanced Media requested Consumer Affairs supply their records so they could see how much the state has been unable to collect in court orders and settlements. That's amazing. But I think it should go beyond that. They need a database of these people that run these companies so that they don't continue to open up in other states, or that unsuspecting people see a good deal and then find out not only is it not a good deal, but they're now part of a class action suit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, and we're running out of time. I just looked at the clock. We have like four minutes left. I've missed.
Well, I wanted to get onto some other things. I want to get onto the environment, but we will talk about that and AI, which is another thing, how people always tout it. And now the walls are caving in with these tech companies, Facebook in particular, but there are others where you cannot just rely on them and be trusting. Another one are the banks, because start checking your fees. They are not just charging for checkings now. They're upping their costs. It's frightening. So we have to all be each other's advocate and put the information out there.
Yes, and thank you for quoting your courses, and this way people can go and explore on their own and make their own decisions, which again is very important.
We want people to make their own mind, but to do it with the right information. This is the thing, like you said, there's so much fake news. Facts, and when you start reading the Medicare book, you want to just throw it out the window or use it for firewood, you know, kindling, cut it up. Too many things are incomprehensible. They go on and on and on. So you need reliable sources. Reliable is the word. Sources that will give you basic information so you can make up your mind.
Thank you very much.
And be safe.
And be safe, yes. I'm looking forward to speaking with you again on Friday. So I have a double treat this week. Astrid, you're awesome. Thank you for your generosity in sharing all this information. It's a wealth of,
you know what? We need to take care of each other like the equinox and the old communities of old. We need to rely on, that's one thing COVID did teach us. We need to rely more on one another.
That is very true. And that's part of the conversation I'll be having with you before Friday.
All right. Take care. Be well. Our listeners, be well, and know that we're all here to serve one another, help one another.
Yes, we are. And until next time, may your journeys be joyous and may you have amazing adventures. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to you, Astrid. Again, I'm looking forward to Friday.
And I as well. Take care.
Bye-bye. And we're going to close with Golden Bough by Virginia Ackley. Virginia Ackley is an amazing person, too. She lets us use her music, and she's been winning award after award after award for her music.
Golden Bough. golden bough.